Guardians of the Geekery, episode 268, and it's the return of Matt Stininger. That's right, and just so you know, Abby was not on this recording. We miss you, Abby. We miss you. But, very exciting, they have a vlog, a YouTube channel, The Kitchers Go. All right. So listen to the podcast. A lot of fun, a lot of Geek Gala history here. And speaking of that, please buy your tickets. Geek Gala 2019 is coming up fast and furious. Right now, if you buy your ticket, you also get a free t-shirt that'll have the artwork for this year's gala on it, Geeky Tiki Slumber Party. So please go ahead and buy your tickets.
Podcast room of the Geek Gala HQ. There are assembled Charlotte, North Carolina's four okayest geeks, created by the cosmic legends of their own mind. Starnslord, the Giddy Geeker, Carol the Cat, Tipples Tannenbaum. Their mission, to support local, to discuss all things geek, and to serve all fankind. They are the Guardians of the Geekery, the official podcast of the Charlotte Geeks.
We can't afford that music, dude.
Neither could Vanilla Ice. So.
No. Mine went da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's different. That little da.
So we are the Matt and Matt Show. Matt, Carol, Joey. Not to be confused with Ted, Bill, Mary, and Alice, or whatever. We're just going to be Matt 1 to Matt 2, Matt 3, Matt 4.
So which one of us is the Cat in the Hat?
Oh, you're Carol the Cat in the Hat.
There you go. That fits.
And then we have Matt, and Matt. There you go. Hey, so we have Matt Stininger here.
Hey.
I say it correctly, correct?
Close enough.
Stininger?
No, that's actually less correct.
Oh.
Stininger.
That's better. It's weird. It's
teach us.
Stininger. Yeah, it's okay. So this is how I always tell people. You have walking, running, jumping, stenning.
Her.
Yeah. In Pennsylvania, there's like Denlinger and Renninger and Whittinger and all these, but down here, everyone's like, how do you pronounce that weird German thing? I'm like, just any way you want.
I've been saying it wrong for literally like 12
That's fine.
Years then.
No, I've worked with people for 10 years and who still ask me, how do you say it again? I'm like, don't even
know. But now it makes sense, though. Once you said too. The running, I'm fine. So I'm just going to do the Forrest Gump. Running,
Jenny.
But yes, so you and I have been friends since the start of the Charlotte Geeks. We met on LiveJournal.
2008.
Yeah.
2008. Can I tell your handle? Is that allowed?
Absolutely.
So he's Coffee Jedi.
That's right.
I already knew I liked him, Star Wars and coffee all together. And then, of course, the lovely Abby.
Yes.
And y'all. And I went to your wedding over at Daniel Stowe Botanical Gardens.
Yeah.
Dressed up in steampunk.
We did a steampunk
excited.
Wedding.
So excited. You were my first official cosplay.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, well, get out. Yeah. I had no idea.
Because you said for people, and that was like the best wedding. I know we're talking about you. Did you notice this?
We are.
We're talking about you. The funniest thing about the wedding was like you clearly put on your invitations and on your notifications out to people, you know, we're going to do this. It's like a steampunk wedding. If you're not familiar with this, think Titanic. Think of like the Wild Wild West. So you gave people who were like muggles clear examples of what was going on. And everybody, the majority of people, 95% of the people showed up in some version of what you had described.
Yeah.
And then there was that five or six that you know in their heads, they were like, well, not everybody's going to do that. I'm just going to dress normal. And they stood out more than any of the rest of us because everybody was just kind of, we were all part. And the Daniel Stowe Botanical Garden, that house is very Victorian.
And that's part of the reason why we chose it. Yeah.
We all looked like we fit in there, except for the girl in like the bright purple tights or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, some very up-to-date fashion.
Yeah.
That just like was so anachronistic to the rest of everything.
Yeah. As the former wedding planner for the Carolina Renaissance Festival, that happens all the time.
Yeah, everybody's in Ren Faire.
Ren Faire, except for grandma. Yeah.
That was it. It was like, must be family. That's all we said. In this case,
it was easy for grandma because she's, you know, she was like 80 something, so she just sort of wore one of her old dresses from, you know, she fit right in. It's great.
But, you know, you've been very big on the cosplay circuit. Anybody who's gone to Con Carolinas, you guys always have great costumes. And, of course, when you were going to Dragon Con also, you would always wear them. Really creative ones. Like, well, if people were at this past Con Carolina, they would have recognized you from... you know, you always do the Starns Lord. Star Lord.
No, that's him. That's the other one.
That's the other thing.
Only John Hartness cosplay Starns Lord.
I was going to say, Matt did not have like a fat suit on. And
but you guys do, you know, Star Lord and Mantis and different things. But, you know, Abby, first of all, she is a China doll.
Yeah.
We admit this, right? But she looked like Barbie. She did Barbie one year, like the classic Barbie with the Barbie tag.
Back at Dragon Con. Yeah, I was actually just thinking about that the other day when I was looking through old cosplay pics. And that was pretty cool.
And did you guys do Life on Mars one time?
We did Life on Mars. I still have that jacket. That's an awesome leather jacket. Yeah. I still wear that sometimes.
And then you inspired me to buy all these brass pieces from Goodwill because you make these cool props. But
yeah.
I will tell you, the props
whole box
are
of those
still
things.
Me too.
Yeah, so do I.
Not in any semblance of an actual prop yet. But we'll work on that together. It'll be our project.
I'll show you how to use the JB Weld and get
that
on there.
That sounds cool. Yeah. But you inspired me. Oh. Like, I hit like 5 Goodwills and bought all their brass stuff. And now I'm like, now what do I do with it? But you also, you and Abby, have a channel on YouTube.
Yes. We have two. One of them is with our buddy Ronnie, and then one's just for the two of us. And so the two of us, we do The Kitchers Go, which is inspired by a British TV show called The Supersizers Go, where they would eat and live as a particular time period for like a week, right? We don't do that, but
you were inspired by
We were inspired by the name, right? But what we do is we will go out and we'll find antique stores or weird roadside attractions or Disney. That's one of our big ones. Tiki bars, etc. And we'll bring our camera with us and we'll just film and talk to people and vlog it, essentially.
Yes. And you did a mine one time, old mine.
Yeah, Reed Gold Mine up in
that's
up Locust? Near Concord. I forget where that.
Is that near Locust? I think it's near Locust.
Yes, it's near Locust. Yes,
because it's a plague.
And you've also done a video of the Muggles Market and the Geek Gala. Yeah, 2-part one.
Yes, that was for 2017, and then I have all the footage for 2018, and now that we're getting close, I'm going to make the video for 2018 so you can use it to promote 2019.
I may or may not be looking at him like, yes, now I have you not only on video with the unboxing, but also on audio.
Yeah, you have. I actually have like a ton of the performances video too, if you need those.
Oh,
yeah, because I have some, but it would be nice to have different versions. Yeah. So
I got all that, yeah. We'll go through it. I'll make sure you get all the footage.
Yay!
I'll have that up soon.
And this year's theme is right up your alley.
It is. It is. Yeah, when you told me, all right, so full disclosure, she gave me a sneak peek at the theme. But yeah, when she said it was tiki themed, I was like, ooh, let me know if you need any help.
Yeah, we are.
I have props. I have drink recipes.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah. So, the Mai Tai Fighter will...
love it, yeah.
Yeah, we're totally doing that. And then Romulan Punch. Yes. I think
that's
it. Star Wars, Star Trek, we got you. Yeah. We also, I was talking to one of the food trucks today. We actually have a beverage truck coming.
Oh.
So the three food trucks that everybody loves, you know, Comfort Food on Wheels, which is thebomb.com. They have okra and they have just just all the comfort foods, chicken and waffles, the whole thing. Then we have Now Toasted, which does the nice hot sandwiches. And then we have Sprinkles that does desserts and ice creams. Plus, she serves the butter beer. But now we have a fourth truck coming. And they're going to be serving coffee and tea and also some breakfasty things. So if you come for 10 o'clock or if you come pre-set up, you can come and do that. And one of the things he was talking about is doing Earl Grey hot. So for Star Trek.
Of course.
But yeah, a food, coffee around geeks, always a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee around geeks who are setting up Muggles Market at 6:37
very
in the morning.
Needed.
A very good thing.
I will be definitely hitting him up for Earl Grey hot.
Yeah.
Tea. Earl Grey hot.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's like, we've already been thinking. We've already been planning. We're all over it. So I'm like, that's perfect. So we're very excited about that. And of course, we've got the music tent, all the stuff. So. We are excited about it. So you just did an unboxing video with us, but before that, you did an unboxing video for Kitchers Go.
I did, yes. We're like the only people on YouTube who are doing this particular subscription box. So, you know, there's like Loot Crate. Everyone knows Loot Crate and all those other ones. Well, we get one that comes 4 times a year. It's called Mug Crate. And it is put together by the good folks from Horror and Clay from Atlanta. They were at Con Carolinas a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And they just do this awesome quarterly tiki box. There's always at least one really, really like good customized tiki mug that you can own. It's exclusive to that box. And then they put some other stuff in. They'll put like a drink ingredient in there. They'll do other smaller glasses, swizzle sticks. We had like a casserole bag in the last one with like Hula girls all over it. Such cool stuff. And so we just put a video out the other day, and it's got two of those boxes. We did the spring box and the summer box together, and we also did a beer tasting of the Stone Brewing Company's Tiki Escape mix pack, is really good too.
So basically what you're telling me is that I need to hit you up for all the good places to go to for donations for the tiki basket.
Yes.
And have you could probably help me.
Are there any good tiki bars in Charlotte?
No, there really aren't. There is.
It's in Matt's backyard.
Well, okay, yeah. It's in my house, right, yeah. No, there was this one called the Tiki Hideaway for a minute.
Yeah, I went there twice. But you couldn't. Their problem was location, I think.
Yeah.
You could not get to that damn thing. Yeah.
And you
can't get that from here.
And there's like a custom craft cocktail bar called Three Dots which is like Three Dots and a Dash, which is like the classic tiki cocktail. And they do tiki nights, but they themselves are not a tiki bar. Now, Petra's in Plaza Midwood, they actually now do tiki nights. I think it's either once a month or once every other month. We've been to a couple of them. But they're not a tiki bar, but they turn their whole back patio into one. And it's pretty cool because they actually have like real ceramic mugs, and they have a DJ who spins like old like Martin Denny and Arthur Lyman tracks and stuff like that. So it's like it has that right feel. Very cool.
Yeah, I keep meaning to hit the Petras for the tiki.
It's called Cargo Lost Cargo.
Lost Cargo, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they do it once a month, but
it's on like a Tuesday though, which is kind of tough if you have a job. So
if you have a job that requires you to be sober in the morning,
exactly. Yeah. Well, see, Abby's lucky; she actually has Wednesdays off generally. So, I don't. Wednesdays are actually my early day.
So you have a muggle job?
Yes, I do.
And what do you muggle?
I sit in a cubicle and people who make more money than me say, yeah, make the website do this. And I say, okay, sir. And then I kind of go play on Reddit for a few hours. And if my boss is listening, that's totally not true at all.
It's research. He read its answers.
Yes, that's it.
That's it. We're going with that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've been in Geekdom for a long time. You have a Star Wars shirt on. Like I said, you're Coffee Jedi.
Yes. And not just a Star Wars shirt. This is a Star Wars Galaxy's Edge shirt from Disneyland. I haven't been there yet, but I got the shirt.
I haven't been, but I have the shirt to prove it.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
Yeah.
We'll vet you. That doesn't make you fake geek.
No.
Did you see that today was the 1 year anniversary?
Yeah, I saw that. It's also like the 3 or 4 5-year anniversary of the Drunken Ewok.
Yes.
I was like, I was scrolling through mine. I was like, oh, drunken Ewok.
I shared that.
That was like 60s.
Sorry, that was forever. A whole side thing. But, you know, Carol and I used to travel and we were talking about, we also worked in the same building. That's how we, when we first became friends, we would go have sushi for lunch.
Yes.
Ooh.
And she was asking if we wanted to do it with a drunken Ewok. I don't remember what the drunken Ewok.
No, it was like, do you want to do sushi? And you're like, yes. And it's like, should the drunken Ewok drive? Because she called me a drunken Ewok the last time we drove to a con.
Yes. And well, said, there was a reason.
And you said yes because my car is still full of con.
Yes. This is back in the days before I had a Starnsler to unpack the car immediately.
When your car is full of con, let the drunken Ewok drive.
I like how that's just like a collective plural noun. You know? Con. It's just a bunch of con. I don't know.
Yeah, well, there used to be like, you know, I'd be driving around with an inflated Dalek in my back. Car because I could
or Creepy Cindy.
Creepy Cindy.
Oh, God, that thing.
I love that thing.
You brought that to my Transformers convention. I'm like, yes, this is not thematically correct. What are you? That thing is scaring the children.
Yeah, we had a woman complain at MonsterCon.
I remember that. Wait. At MonsterCon.
At MonsterCon.
Oh, I thought it was a con Caroline as they complained.
No, it was at MonsterCon. I'm like, do you understand the theme of the con? It's like a horror con, and we have a horror doll sitting on the thing. Creepy Cindy is an old chatty Cathy that's had the hair like fried off as they used to do in the 60s.
Yeah.
And she's Carrie been through Cranford, some
tough times, people.
Looks Carrie like Cranford, Annabelle a little.
And she does. And Carrie Cranford over at Actors Theater helped transform a bunch of dolls that we had donated for our zombie theme one year. Mm-hmm. And Creepy Cindy had one eye that was hanging on a limb and she'd been painted gray, grayish, whatever, and red. And, you know, she had blood on her hands and stuff like that. And she just sat like a little kid does with their legs, you know, kind of sprayed out in a V. And then she had her hands that she held up and we had her just sitting on the table. One was holding the postcard for the Geek Gala for that year. And the other one was holding our business card. And the woman was like, I can't believe you would have that where children would see it. I'm like, it is. Did you see the monster truck like with the devil face around the corner?
Did you see the creepy clown one?
Did you see the creepy Santa with vampire? I know I'm pointing, but and it's an audio podcast. But it's like there's a vampire Santa over there, and there is like the devil truck from the, what was that movie?
Maximum Overdrive.
From Maximum Overdrive was there. The kid from Child's Play and Chris Sarandon were sitting over there. I'm like, what do you think this con is, lady? Like, we have Jason Voorhees, you know, for Jason was there.
This wasn't by the door, right? This was like you're in the con, surrounded.
You're in the con. This was in Furman's Sports Center. So you had to actually go down the stairs to get into the con, so you knew what you were doing. So anyway,
two tables down was the blockhead hammering nails into his nose.
Yeah.
Oh, those guys are fun.
Yeah.
That's not disturbing, though.
So that was like 5 years ago.
I'm friends with a couple of those guys. They're good people.
They're good people.
Yeah. And then last year was the year that we had just come back from a con geared towards kids, where somebody asked me to vet that the two of us girls sitting at the Charlotte Geeks Geek Gala table were actually, in fact, geeks.
Well, for
we
had to
prove our geekdom. And the thing that...
Oh, that gatekeeping crap.
It was like a JCPenney looking dad. And the thing that bothered me the most was that his daughter, who was a preteen, like 11 to 13, was standing behind him. And she heard him, like... doing that to us. Of course, when he was like, oh, you must be excited about the female Doctor Who, huh? And I'm like, well, yeah, but, you know, I liked Eccleston. And, you know, of course, Tom Baker was my original, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And his eyes immediately just like he was lost because he didn't know anything about it. He just knew that Doctor Who was having a girl. Yeah. He wasn't part of that fandom at all.
Yeah, you could turn it around on him. Are you?
Well, that's exactly what I here, did. I said, so what are your geek credentials? Ooh. And he's like, all right, honey, we got to go. Yeah, I was like, yeah. So
get to step in. Go.
And it was only a year ago. And of course, unfortunately, in this present political climate, it's not getting any better.
No, not at all.
No. But hopefully, you look for the helpers, like Mr. Rogers said, you know. And and there are a lot of good people that are trying harder because they know if they don't, nobody else will. So we'll focus on that.
Yeah.
And the fact that we do have some great female led movies coming out and more diversity than we've ever had in the movies. We still have a long way to go, but there is definitely the start. And, you know, Black Panther proved that, you know, you don't have to go a particular way to get your audience base. Everybody will still go to that. You know, we've got Wonder Woman, you know, female led, we had Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. I mean, breaking records left and right, and we will just continue to move forward, learn from our mistakes, and go on, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, that's my political soapbox for today.
You can climb off the soapbox now. Okay.
So Kit, you're
standing. Oh, hey, yeah.
She's standing on the table on a soapbox. It was like, it was really
a little dangerous.
This isn't the next primary. No, get down.
You know, I kind of don't want to lose any more body parts.
No.
Because I know, based on the Hannibal cookbook that we did in the unboxing, somebody may want to take those organs and use them for fava beans.
Oh, that is. I can hear myself doing that in the microphone. That's weird. I'm not going to do that again.
For our ASMR listeners, we're sorry. So
where were we?
Oh. There you go. Moment of ASMR.
So what upcoming KitcherGo videos are you working on besides the Geek Gala?
Besides the Geek Gala, yeah,
Muggles
right.
Market 2018 version.
It's there. I have a couple. One of them, the next one, maybe in conjunction with that, but I've already started editing this one. So was actually from a few months ago, and we took a trip from Anaheim, California, Disneyland, and we drove down the Pacific Coast Highway to San Diego to a tiki bar called False Idol. And that tiki bar, and here I'm going to get into some of my own fandoms here. Sorry, guys. So that tiki bar is owned by a guy named Martin Cate, who also owns a San Francisco tiki bar called, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on what it's called, but it'll come back. He wrote a book. This guy, Martin Cate, wrote a book, Smuggler's Cove. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Yeah, wrote a book called Smuggler's Cove. It's also the name of his bar. And then he opened up this other one in San Diego. And I realized, hey, San Diego is only like if you drive straight down on the highway, it's only like an hour and a half to get from Disneyland to this bar. So we decided, let's make a day of it. And we drove down the Pacific Coast Highway and we stopped at all these cool tourist spots and the beach and went out on this big, huge pier. And then ended up the day at this awesome tiki bar. So that is our next video that I'm working on now.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we'll also have to hit them up for some stuff or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, we're friends with Kitchers Go, and they did a video on your bar, so send us stuff.
Yeah.
No, kidding. But yes, yeah, that you was, could do that.
That was part of our big California trip from a few months ago. And it was mostly Disneyland because we're just huge Disney nerds. That's like my original fandom probably when I was a kid was Disney World. And so, we did like a whole vlog, but we also went to like Knott's Berry Farm and we did some other stuff around the area. I still have a couple more videos from that trip to put out too, but that's like the next one is the big Pacific Coast Highway and Tiki Bar video.
And then Geek Gala.
And then Geek Gala. That's right.
No pressure.
No.
Because I've got you on recording. You are recording, yeah. Right, Steinsler?
Oh, shoot. We started?
Honey.
I thought this was the preamble.
Peoria, Illinois, next caller. What do you think? How do you get them? How do they call in?
They don't.
They don't.
Okay.
Not on this one. We're working on a secret other podcast project that we aren't ready to reveal yet that will have a caller option. So.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. For dad jokes. Call us. Call in your favorite dad joke and see if it makes it on the air.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll
can I submit one now?
Sure.
Okay. This is my favorite dad joke. Guy walks into a doctor's office. He's got a hot dog stuck up his nose and a carrot sticking out of his ear. The doctor takes one look at him and says, "You're not eating right." Thank you. I'll be here all week. Tip your waitresses.
Oh. No, you won't.
Okay, I got one too.
Okay, go ahead.
Never get into a pillow fight with the Grim Reaper because unless you can handle the Reaper cushions.
Carol.
Hey, you said dad jokes. Not good
Carol.
Jokes.
You're right.
Terrible.
If you have better jokes than that,
wait for that other podcast so you can call them in.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That's almost as bad as the Alexa jokes we do, like Star Wars ones would be like, Alexa, tell me a Star Wars joke. And she goes, okay, what's the temperature, internal temperature of a...
Tauntaun.
Tauntaun.
What?
It's lukewarm. But it's an Alexis crazy voice.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah.
It makes it all so much fun. Yeah.
Do you have another favorite dad joke?
No.
That was it.
That's all I got.
Yeah. Really?
Because you seem along 2 hours sleep, so yeah.
He just makes it funnier. Yeah.
No, you're a dad joke singer.
I don't know any lyrics, and I
so you just make them up kind of.
And
as you
I
go?
Don't sing in tune, so it's like it really is a mystery.
Yeah,
Joey I'll be like, oh, that was another one bites the dust, and she's like, how do you get that out of that? I don't know.
Well, the other one is like, I want to know what gloves are, and I want you to show me.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Okay, we don't need to know about your whole bedroom.
We do throw socks at the ceiling fan for fun. That's just.
Who doesn't? Come on.
That's our speed.
Because it's something you can do it as an adult, where as a kid you would get yelled at by your mom. As an adult, if you break stuff, well, it's your stuff. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes he whips it good.
Thank you.
In the fan.
Just have an HR
burn. You're not helping, honey. You're not helping
it's
by talking.
It's getting worse. Yeah. So are you guys going to Dragon Con this year?
No. Mm. No, we haven't been to Dragon Con in a couple of years. It's just, it's so big and crazy. But I want to get back there someday. But we've been sort of focusing all of our energy on like more Disney trips, actually, like we did.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's allowed.
Yeah, because Galaxy's Edge is opening in Florida, I don't know, in a week, I think. We're going to be there in winter sometime, right after Christmas. It's like the dead month, so, and we'll be bringing our camera.
You know, the first time that I ever went to Walt Disney World as a kid was like this sweet spot of a week. Now it's not like that anymore because it's changed a lot. But it was like December 10th or something, and it was like none of the schools were on vacation yet. They were all going to be on vacation the following week.
Right on.
And my aunt, who lived in Lakeland, Florida at the time, was just insisting that we take pictures of her all the time in all these places because there were no lines. And she's like, none of my friends in the retirement center. Yeah, we were at the Tiki Bar, and there was like nobody there. We went we went through Space Mountain twice in like 5 minutes.
Nice.
You know, like no lines. It was crazy. And then around like 1 o'clock, then you started having some people. But from we got there right at opening,
at the beginning,
and until like lunchtime, there was like nobody there.
Cool.
So we quickly went through all of the zones that we could in the morning all week. And then like the second and third day, we could go back and ride the things we specifically liked.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What's your favorite part of Disney World?
Oh, what? Okay. So all of Walt Disney World, all four parks and two water parks now. No, whatever.
I've only been
12
to
hotels and
Disney and Epcot. That's it.
I think you mean the Magic Kingdom and Epcot.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Magic Kingdom, Epcot.
Disney World's the whole place. Magic Kingdom's the castle park. Yeah.
I have been schooled.
Yes, it's okay. I mean, look, as a kid, it was Epcot. I was like the little... all the other kids were like, Epcot's boring. It's like the science and history one. And I'm this nerdy little kid. And I'm just like, I want to go on the science ride, Mom. They got dinosaurs. That's the
British pub. Why would you not want to go to
Epcot? Thank you. I mean, I was eight. You know, I couldn't go there, but my dad liked that. Just if you were gonna say just my absolute favorite, it's so cliche, the thing at Disney World is the Haunted Mansion. I mean, that's my absolute favorite. In fact, if you were even to say, what is your favorite Disney thing just in general, it could be a movie, a TV show, it's the Haunted Mansion at Disney World or Disneyland, either one. They're both great. That is it. Any movie, Aladdin's my look, I love the movies. Haunted Mansion, followed by Pirates of the Caribbean, The Ride. The movies are all right, but...
Yeah. The first time I did Pirates of the Caribbean, we got almost all the way up to the line, and I freaked out because of the...
Oh, no.
Because it was that long corridor, and it was so much cooler than the rest of Florida because it's stone and inside, and you could hear the laughing and the sounds and everything like that, and then you hear the splash.
Yeah.
And I just... For some reason, I get too much in my head. Same thing with like horror rides, like haunted mansions.
Yeah.
Haunted Mansion at Disney World, once you get past the initial rooms, you ride a ride.
Yes.
I can do that all day long. but ones where you have to force yourself to walk through.
Oh, I can't do those either.
My brain is like, I am not going to allow this. No. Turn around and run.
I cannot do Halloween Horror Nights at Universal. I can't even do Scare Winds. All right. I can't do it. I am a wimp. I will admit it.
Yeah. That would be pretty much me.
Yeah.
And, you know, Starnes Lord isn't exactly like.
I can't even watch a trailer for like a scary movie. Yeah. So, yeah.
What the hell is wrong with us? We are grown adults.
We were traumatized.
I think so, yeah.
We are smart adults. Yeah, we're not the stupid people in the horror movies that Carol loves so much.
I do.
The
I
ones that are like, I remember for a little while there was like a Miss Hollywood contest. It was supposed to be on the same lines as like Miss USA or Miss America. Hmm. But it was people who were trying to get into showbiz. It was a way to showcase. And there was a woman that did a comedy bit about, you know, the fact that it's like the people always don't pick it the houses that have lights in them. They pick the one that has no lights and like the creepy road up to it. And, you know, like, and then the scary music starts and she's like, stay in your car. I'm coming to get you. Do not get out of your car. And I'm like, that's me. I'm like, the horror movie would never start because I'm like, and I turn around and walk away.
Well, I talk through every experience and react to everything, yes. So I can't even horror movies. I'm just like, oh my gosh, there's no way.
Although we did watch Dale and Tucker versus Evil.
That was funny. Fun one. Yeah.
That was funny. So I can do funny horror.
Yeah.
Next up, Evil Dead.
Yes, I like.
See,
Evil
I can
Dead.
Do that. That's like classic. It's these ones with the
too much gore.
The jump scares.
Yeah.
The jump scares I can't do. Yeah. I mean, my favorite horror movie this year is Midsommar, which doesn't even have a whole lot of blood.
Yeah. It's just creepy Swedish people.
Yes, creepy Swedish people with some very interesting drugs.
See, I watched the trailer and now I'm afraid to go to IKEA. So
well, and that's kind of the thing. It's like if it's plausible, don't like us, not gonna watch it.
Yeah.
Us is not plausible.
Well, it's really not. But it's anyway, really not. It's like, oh, we're going on vacation. You know, no, not happening because I like to go on vacation.
Midsommar's plausible.
Yeah. I do like the old Chuck Connor scary movie.
Tourist Trap. Oh, my God. Yeah. I have that one on TVZ.
Where he's like asking, well, was my brother doing this? Was my brother doing that? What was he dressed in? And I'm like, really?
It's like with the creepy mannequins.
Yes. Well, the whole scene where he's putting the stuff over her face and he's saying, and now your heart is exploding. Sorry, spoiler alert from the 1970s.
Yeah.
from the 1979 movie. That was the early 70s, yeah.
See, I can handle old horror movies. I love old horror movies. Yeah. It's just these new things, like The Nun and the Annabelle.
The Nun was stupid. No.
But no, my thing is...
The trailer was scary.
Yeah, my imagination is 10 times worse than the actual movie. And then I get pissed off when I see the movie and it really wasn't that scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it's like, I lost so many sleepless nights.
Yeah. You psych yourself up for the scary movie, and then it's kind of, that's all that it...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some lazy writing right there. Yeah.
The summer that I was 16, I was working at a mall that was not like the mall in Stranger Things. It was one of those outdoor malls.
Okay.
In fact, it was really funny because it was built on a property that was on a hill. And so what they used to... But they had like cobblestone walks, and then they had like... famous people from Massachusetts signs all the way down and all that stuff. But the senior home used to drop the old people at the top of the hill and then pick them up at the bottom because they knew they couldn't walk back up the hill to get back in the bus. So, but anyway,
they would drop them and just little roll down the hill and then collect them at the bottom?
Yeah. Well, because
then just drive them back up and kick them back out of the bus and let them roll down the hill. That's terrible. It's so mean.
But that way they could kind of get their walking in for the day and some shopping. And
this could be a carnival game for
it was outside. The mall closed at 9, and then so I was getting home at 9:30. But my parents had an in-ground pool, and we had never had one as a kid growing up. Mm. And I was like, I was going to work by 10 and working until close, and I'm like, I am not missing out on having a pool. But my mom didn't want to pay for lights for the pool, there was like one floodlight from the corner of the porch that shone on just the shallow end. And then we were on the edge of our small backyard because my mom wanted to have enough green space on the remaining yard. So it was on the edge of a forest that was DEQE land, so it was protected. So it was these huge 100-year pine trees, mm-hmm. which, by the way, put pine needles all in the pool, and it was my job to skim it, so that Ugh. Sucked. And it was close to marshland, so there was always frogs in the little
skimmer. I think I see where this is going.
Mm. No. But the thing was, is when I would come home, so it's like 90 degrees outside, I wanted to swim, and the shallow end was fine, but the deep end was just inky blackness. Yeah. And I was so mad that it was creepy. and it was the summer that the Nightmare on Elm Street movie with Freddy, mm-hmm. the trailer had a thing in it where his hand was coming through the water and they would do the Jaws theme through the water to the girl on the sandy beach and then slash her stomach. So I would do my laps back and forth across the pool, and as I'm swimming across the deep end, I just could envision that Freddy was going to come up and slice my stomach open, and it pissed me off so bad that it was preventing me from swimming, that I would make myself, instead of doing 25 laps, do like 50 laps, because I was like, no.
You're not going to get me, Freddy.
You're not going to get me. And then I'd go inside my mom, and I'd be like, she's like, you're swimming too fast. And I'm like, no, I was scared, but I wasn't going to let it get me.
Freddy's going to kill me, because you won't buy a light. Woman, what is wrong with you? There are Freddys and Jasons out there.
I know. And then I saw the movie, and I was like, really?
Yeah.
Really? Like a whole summer wasted, because I was scared of Freddy.
You were scared? You have to be asleep for Freddy to get you. I mean, you're not going to fall asleep in the pool.
Oh, I fell asleep in the pool because I was like a water baby. So I could like float on my back and sleep and not drown. But anyway. No,
this thing, but you don't know you're asleep. See, that's how Freddy gets you, because you're like, oh, I'm totally awake. I'm going to school. Wait, why am I naked? Oh, no, Freddy's here. Ah, you know, that's how he gets you, Carol.
Marshland, you're more apt to get, you know, off by Jason Voorhees.
That's true. Yeah. That's
true. Yeah. But I mean, like, you know, totally there. But anyway.
that was a weird side trip.
It's a little side trip. Actually,
you're the one who brought up the Haunted Mansion 20 minutes ago.
It does bring me back a little bit to a thing that I've been into lately with my our friend Ronnie. He is a huge fan of...
Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, my God. He's a huge fan of old horror movies and old horror hosts, like Joe Bob Briggs, you know, or there's like Sven Gulli, who's still on. Well, it's son of Sven Gulli now, yeah. And so we are on our other channel. We have the Freaky Tiki Theater. I keep changing the name of that YouTube channel, though. It was called The Niche of Kitsch last time, but I think it might be by the time you hear this, it's probably going to be Freaky Tiki Theater again, but it's F-R-I-K-I. But we find old public domain movies, and then we host them as if we're on TV. And it's kind of fun. And we do little skits in between the stuff. And the last one that we did was this old Roger Corman movie where the monster was made out of a umbrella. It's so bad. It's like an umbrella with teeth, and it like flaps. You can tell they're just like kind of flapping the umbrella off.
I'm glad this is not a video podcast, because that would be a censor sign right now.
Flapping. It's an umbrella. Come on.
Yeah, that was not the hand motion you were making.
Yeah, all right.
Fine. Anyway.
Anyway, we've been doing that too. You had asked me earlier, what have you been working on?
What was the one that we just watched that had Beau Bridges in it?
Land of the Giants.
That was it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
With the giant duck.
Yes, the giant duck.
That was freaky.
They somehow cook for everybody.
Yeah.
And for some reason, they dance in slow motion because they're giants.
Well, the giant.
That's how you know things are big, when they're slow motion.
They go dance in slow motion.
And they show up at a club and nobody's reacting at first. I'm like,
oh, wow.
There's two 8-foot ducks in here dancing next to you.
Everyone
and I'm like,
I was like,
and these are
a lot
ducks.
Of acid drop.
Can we talk about goose poop for a second? That is no joke. And now it's coming out of an 8-foot goose or duck.
Yikes.
Yeah. You know, duck poop is no joke, folks.
Speaking of Joe Bob Briggs, I got to go see him at the end of this month.
Yeah.
He's in Durham.
Yeah, Ronnie actually just went and saw him and got a signed picture or signed T-shirt or something about, like, I don't know, was a month ago or so when he was here?
Yeah, he was here. He's going back to Raleigh, at the end of this month at the Alamo Draft House, and I'm going to go see him.
Yeah, because he's doing a show again now on Shudder TV, it's pretty cool. It's like the same old shtick with the drive-in totals and everything he used to do on TNT. It's really awesome.
And I love Joe Bob, and I love Svengoolie, but nobody will compare to Elle Ryra.
I love her.
I love her.
Yeah, she was great. And
she has a coffee book out now.
Oh, cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah, and like Mystery Science Theater, that's part of that same tradition, you know. Oh,
which
that's how they
see
started.
Behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Matt was officially inducted in Starnes Lord.
Oh, Con Carolina's that year was wonderful, yes.
Yeah, we were like our second year dating, maybe third year.
I think second, yeah.
Yeah, that was, was that about 4 years ago?
That was at Embassy Suites.
Yeah.
Oh, that was when it was at the other hotel, right? Yeah.
Yes. Good hotel with bacon.
Bacon.
They have bacon in the buffet.
Air conditioning. Yes, all the luxuries.
All the room.
It had a lot of room, but at the same time, I kind of felt like I didn't see anyone because I was like walking down a hallway and there were like four other people. I'm like, they say there's people at this con. I don't see them. That's the one thing about the Hilton.
It gave it people place to grow, and given enough time, those halls would have filled back up
again.
That's
true.
But
that's
I think it was just, you know, learning to fit in the new space. But that's all right. We're back at the Hilton now, and we're just glad that it's still around.
Yeah. Doing great. Great. Good comeback.
This year was fun.
Yeah.
Did you see Starnes Lord in his hula gear?
I did. I was trying to get him to sing the Maui song from Moana. And then he revealed to me he never saw Moana. I was like, come on, man. Maui, you're welcome. You're nothing. Ah.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah. How have you not? Oh, my gosh.
How have you not seen Moana?
It's so good.
Because we haven't watched it. Because we haven't had time, honestly. Yeah. Think about
how many times
were we in the 18 times in the ER in the past 2.5 years.
Well, now you're recovering, you should watch Moana. I think you'll love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I've just finished watching The Boys on Amazon.
Alan Tudyk has a great part in Moana.
He's a chicken.
Really, really expands his range.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
He goes from...
Chicken.
Yes, he is. Okay, they already know.
Hey,
is the name of the chicken.
Yes.
As opposed to Pua, who is the name of the pig. Don't get them mixed up.
I do know things, but I haven't seen it. I also don't have a child living in my house or Disney fan.
Okay, because I was like, I saw that thing. Abby and I saw that movie opening weekend in 3D. So
it's not that we don't love Disney, because we love Marvel.
Yeah.
And we love Star Wars.
They're technically
grew up on Disney.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things when it's like I've got so much catching up to do because of. I mean, I missed so much. It took me forever to see Into the Spider-Verse. And hello, you're in a room covered
with Spider-Man. It took me a long time to see that too. I didn't see it until it was.
But how amazing was it?
It was great.
It was amazing.
It was spectacular.
Yeah. Loved it.
It was both amazing and spectacular.
Yes.
Sensational. Been really fun.
Those of you not Spider-Man people, you may not get that joke.
Yeah, no.
But trust us, it's a good one.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for having me. This is great.
Oh, you're talking about that, Matt. Sorry.
Okay. You're Starnes Lord here.
You have no
And it's confusing.
Sorry.
No, it's the other guy named Matt with the beard and glasses.
What?
I know. It's like I'm literally sitting between two people, Matt S.T. with beards and glasses who love Star Wars. I'm very confused right now.
Weird. I always make the joke like at a con. Sometimes it's hard to like find someone. It's like, have you seen my friend? He's a really big guy with a beard, and he's wearing a kilt and a long hair. Yeah, I don't know. There's like nine of that guy. You know, you got to be more specific.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's why Harkness went for purple hair for a while. But it was the only time that he and Matt didn't get tagged as the same person in multiple photos. It's like, well, Matt's done something different with his hair, I guess. So.
I just got mad that John got invited to my aunt's for Christmas, and I didn't. I thought it was just a little bit rude.
He took all of your presents, too.
My aunt didn't even notice. My aunt didn't even notice.
My God.
Oh, Maddie, here you go. Have some more casserole.
And Harder's just like, don't fucking mind if I do.
Maddie, language.
Oh, my God.
I was talking to somebody the other day who brought their mom to a con and brought him over to Harkness table and forgot to warn her.
No.
And the first book that they picked up, he was like, well, that book's got a lot of dragon sex in it, just so you know. And she was like, oh, mom. So much to explain. Don't just touch things on the hardness table.
No.
Well, at least she didn't pick up a shingles book like the, you know, the dildo store one.
Oh, yeah. Zombie apocalypse. A bunch of middle schoolers get stuck
in a sex toy shop.
In a sex toy shop, having to try to find weapons to defend themselves against zombies.
It's like Goosebumps, but yeah,
it's
not.
Goosebumps for like the perverse, which would be us. Yeah. So it works out really well. But it's a group of guys, and they all write under the Shingles title. So
that's
the Dungeons
Shingles,
and Dragons, Authors and Dragons group.
Authors and Dragons. Yeah.
So they put out a different one each.
That sounds like one of those deals like where they like just pick stuff out of a hat. It's like, okay, guys, here we go. The scenario is a zombie apocalypse. <Middle schoolers. laughs> Your characters are middle schoolers, and your location is a sex toy shop. Go.
I would not be surprised if that is not
that
part of it.
That sort of feels like it.
A lot of drinking with that group.
Probably involved.
So, Yeah, drinking is involved.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
And speaking of drinking, tiki bars.
Yes.
So make sure to come and go to Kitchers Go.
Yes.
On YouTube, and that's Kitchers, KitschERS.
Yes. Like kitschy. Like kitsch. Like stuff's kitschy. That's kitschy. That's I don't know. It means like lowbrow pop art or something. Yeah. But that's not really what it means. It means like fun, cheesy, anyway. Kitschy stuff from the past, I guess.
Some of that tiki art ain't cheap anymore, man.
No, they ain't.
But there will be some tiki art at the Muggles Market. Mm-hmm. And you should buy it from our good friend Rich Siegfried.
I bought a tiki Stormtrooper print from him, actually. It's like hanging proudly up at our bar, Irvin's Enchanted Tiki Land, sitting right there next to the bar.
Very cool. You'll need to send a picture of that to him. He would love
it. Oh,
that.
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
So if you want to find them and you're like, Joey, I can't remember how you spelled that, go to the Geek Gala page on Facebook and we actually share the Geek Gala Muggles Market videos
and
that you did.
Get to our channel from there.
You can get to the channel from there.
Also, there'll be a link in the show notes.
Yeah. Please. And also, if you go to like the Geek Gala photos, you will see pictures of Matt and Abby from past years. You'll get to see their stand up comedy performance where they came in second or
Darren? We were second
Darren Kennedy
came in first, that was
a hard year because like we had some amazing we always have amazing acts but like it was hard because Darren wrote that song and sang it and then guys did that comedy routine and I was just like, oh my god, how does I'm this is why I'm never a judge because then I don't have to pick.
It was an honor just to perform.
It was an honor to be and see you. And she looked so amazing. I mean, you know, you always look good. Like,
I mean,
whatever,
I look
all right?
Right?
But Abby as Charlie Chaplin was so adorbs in that dress. Oh, she just like had that Betty Boop.
Yeah, she
Charlie
was doing
Chaplin
the
thing.
What is she was specifically? She was trying to be is it Clara Bow? I think was the name of the old actress from the time.
And
era.
It was amazing. Yeah. Y'all were just amazing.
That was fun. Thank you. Well, you were amazing for putting it together.
Well. You know, I'm just glad we're friends.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say. You can also see pictures of them posing with past donations.
Oh, yeah.
Because you came over one time and were totally our models.
That was your old house. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. That's why I was like, Abby, make sure he comes to the right house because it's been a minute. So I didn't want you randomly knocking on the door being like, I'm here. And they're like, so who are you?
You look like a nerd.
No, I'm a Jedi. All right. So Matt Stenninger.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah, you got
Kitchers
it.
Go.
That's right.
And also Freaky Tiki.
That's right.
So check them out, both of those channels, and come see them at the gala. I heard there's a rumor that they may be in the talent show.
Oh, my gosh.
They may be.
There may be. I feel like there's. I just feel this wave of guilt for some reason coming off from my right side. I don't know why.
It's not guilt. It's influence.
Coercion.
Coercion. Yeah, she's good at that.
Well, you know, it takes a lot of work to put a gala together. I don't know if you know, but I actually gave a kidney so I could be here to put a gala together.
Yeah.
So, you know, all I'm asking is for 5 minutes of your time, not a kidney or anything like that.
I think we can give you 5 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
And the two weeks of rehearsal leading up to it.
And a couple videos edited couple for your videos. Protection. Yeah.
40 hours in the edit bay, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the problem. I love shooting video. Then it's like, oh, wait, I got to edit. You got 12 hours down to a 10-minute video? Right.
We do know your pain. At least Starnslord does.
Yeah. So. You know what it's like.
Sure. He's now gotten to the habit where he will like literally kick us out of here and do it right after this because he's just like, I can't do it otherwise. So.
Yeah.
All right.
And with that.
With that, let's give him the time to do that.
With that.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Please tell Abby we love her.
I will do that.
And don't forget to check out the Geek Gala. Get your tickets. Get your tickets. Get your hotel rooms. There's not many hotel rooms left. And if you don't get your tickets early, you don't get a t-shirt. I don't know how to help you other than that. All right. Check it out. Bye.
You've been listening to Guardians of the Geekery. Find us on the web at guardiansofthegeekery.com and everywhere fine podcasts are found. Support the Charlotte Geeks at patreon.com/charlottegeeks. Tune in next time for another exciting adventure on Guardians of the Geekery.